Dr. Schneider, dictating a six-minute walk test on Michael Birch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 8/30/22, Mr. Birch performed six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 253 meters, he achieved 250. He desaturated to 86%, period. In paragraph, impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Laura Graley, G-R-A-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Adam Thompson. On 8/30/22, Mrs. Graley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and this is a severe impairment of flow rates, period. However, the air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow, but continued severe reduction of forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 4/13/22, there's an improvement in flow rates, period, and paragraph impression. Severe restriction with mild bronchoreactivity showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Franketta, F-R-A-N-K-E-T-T-A, Payne, P-A-I-N-E. This goes to Dr. Portis. On 8/30/22, Mrs. Payne performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 2/22/22. There's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Billy Brooks. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 8/30/22, Mr. Brooks performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 1/26/21. There's been deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Mooney. This goes to Dr. Lucas. On 8/30/22, Mrs. Mooney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was a very severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 3/29/22, there's been no change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.